There is a Chassidish Minig that spread not only to Chassidim, but some have a Minig to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. So the different Minhagim when they do eat the matzah. Do you eat it on Yudalit Iyar in the morning, the afternoon? Because some say the Karban Pesach wasn't brought until Acha Chatzos. And there's a Minig as well to eat the matzah on Leil Tezvav, the night of 15th, because that's when they ate the Karban Pesach. And also ties into the issue of the different minhagim not to say Tachanun, Minog Svard. Some have a meaning not to do it both days, Yudalot and Tezvav, because Yudalot was the Zman of the Karban, and Leil Tezvav was the time of the eating. The Avnei Nezer specifically says to do it on Yudalot, or he's concerned for a different reason. He thinks there might be a problem about Tigra, he was concerned about, that you're eating it bizmano, you're eating the matzah without, on Pesach Rishon, you have a chiyah be'erev tochu matzos. You can eat the matzahs independently. But on Pesach Sheni, there is no mitzvah erev tochu matzos. The mitzvahs eat the matzah amara together. I guess he was concerned that maybe if you start eating matzah on Leil Tezvav, you'll get used to eating it, and then when the Beis then when in a case where you do have Pesach Sheni, so you end up, if you just eat the matzah alone, you get into an issue about Tigra. So he has a whole discussion on it. But it's interesting, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes in his Siddur, he says he has a new reason for Pesach, eating matzah on Pesach Sheni. I think he claims he got it min ha-shamayim, which is fitting because that's where the man came from. That he explains that the man we know fell for the 40 years the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim. You know, 40 years when they left Mitzrayim into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara asked, but what do you mean 40 years? Let's say, roughly speaking, we have a tradition that it started falling on Pesach Sheni. Others have a tradition, I've seen brought down Lag BaOmer it started. I guess it took 3 days. But whether it's Pesach Sheni or Lag BaOmer, let's go with Pesach Sheni for Rav Yaakov Emdin, that's what he claims. So, and they got into Eretz Yisrael a month earlier. So we're missing 30 days. So 39 days, 39 years, you have a month. Okay, so Basar Rov. But he says, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that what did they do for 30 days? So the matzah they had left over from Mitzrayim, that's what they ate for the 30 days. And therefore, maybe he said, so I think maybe he also said it tasted like the man, but they ate the matzah for 30 days. And on Pesach Sheni was the last day, so they had the matzah together with the man, which was chametz, and therefore they had Pesach, they had the matzah and the chametz. That's a whole discussion about on Pesach Sheni, eating the karban, could you own chametz? Can you have chametz when you're eating it? That's whatever Rashi, Minchas Chinuch. But he says that there was this, that we see from here that the Zman of Yitzias Mitzrayim basically continued. Vamanigara, why should we lose out? It continued until from Pesach to Pesach Sheni because they were still eating the matzah. And therefore, that's why we eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, presumably because because that's how the Jews ate matzah for 30 days until Pesach Sheni. That was the last day they ate matzah. So we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim for 30 days, and therefore it's a chance to remember the Zecher LaMikdash, the way it actually was done when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim.